Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I grew up fearing the dark. Werewolves, the dentist, cod liver oil pills. The only thing worse tasting was Brussels sprouts. My wife loves them. They're good for you, she says, as she plunks them on my plate. She is a chef beyond compare, but still I say, here, puppy, puppy, puppy. Ramona laughs and shakes her head. She says they will keep me young, limber, and lively, lower my golf score, and boost my IQ. Eat! She says they're crammed full of phytonutrients, antioxidants, and bioflavonoids. I'm not buying it. I lower a sprout so the dog can sniff it. My wife can't believe it. Canines need their flavonoids too, I say. She laughs, but even the dog won't bite. She whimpers and walks away. The dog does, not my wife. Now, you kids listening, don't be feeding the dog at the table. And remember, veggies are good for you. It took me years to enjoy spinach, but I do now. So eat up. It'll put hair on your chest. Well, I'm not sure what food you dislike the most, but there's something far more bitter than Brussels sprouts or cod liver oil that we can swallow. Bitterness. Rose Price grew up in Poland. When the Nazis arrested her, she began navigating the horrors of 6 concentration camps, where she lost nearly 100 relatives. During an interview, she said, "We would work from dark to dark, and the beatings were constant. Guards would say, 'Jesus told us to hit you. Because you killed Jesus, he put you into the camps to kill you.'" Not surprisingly, she looked around and said, "There is no God." In 1945, Rose was liberated. She moved to America, married, and had children. "I hated the Germans with a passion," she later said. "The unforgiveness literally poisoned my body, causing me to need 27 operations. One day, her daughter came home from school and announced, 'Mommy, I believe in Jesus Christ.' I threw her out," said Rose. Then her husband became a believer too. Rose thought, "I'm going to teach them a lesson." She started sneaking to the basement. For days, she neglected the housework and cooking to read her daughter's Bible in a locked room. She read Matthew first and found that Jesus was not a killer of her people, but one of them, a gentle man. "He didn't kill my family. He died for me," she said. "He loved me this much. I just couldn't find any more excuses." After a dinner in a Christian businessman's home, he asked if he could pray for her. She said, "I don't care if you stand on your head. It's your house." He prayed, but she interrupted him. "God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if it's true, if you have a son and he really is the Messiah, okay. But Father, if he isn't, forget that I talked to you." It was the first prayer she had prayed since 1942. "I felt the biggest stone roll off my back," she said. "For the first time since the war, I cried, and I felt so clean. I knew he was real, and I made him my Messiah." She was later asked to speak in the largest Colosseum in Berlin, Germany, the one Hitler used for his meetings. After her talk, ex-Nazis approached her, asking for forgiveness. One was a guard who had punished her in Dachau. "It was only by the grace of God that I was able to forgive," she said, "because Rose Price could not. Something happened inside my body. I didn't have pain anymore. The Lord has taken all that poison out of me. You have to forgive. The Lord will give you the strength." Rose passed away in 2017, surrounded by family and friends at the age of 90. A fabulous reminder of God's grace. A reminder that forgiveness is a vitamin with no equal. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.